Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shura and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Kuf Yod Zayin Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the ninth parak, Ha'or V'Harotev. If you go back to the fourth parak, at the end of the fourth parak, Be'imah HaMekasha, we had a brief mention of the issue of Tumat Ochlin. That was interrupted with all sorts of specifics, each one of which linked to the next. Which was Otovet Bino, and then Kisui Hadam, and Gidan Asher, and Kol HaBasar, and now we come back and devote this entire perek of approximately 12 daf to the issue of Tumat Ochlin. Ha'or v'harotev akifa v'halal v'ha'atzamot v'agidin v'akonayim v'atlafayim. These are all parts of an animal. We're not going to go into the specifics now. All parts of what's cooked, or parts of the animal, really parts of the animal which are not meat. All right, so it's the skin, rotev is the gravy, but kifah is the dregs, halal, we're going to discuss later on. Atzamot are bones, sinews, horns, talons, mitztafin letamei tumat ochlin. So you have a little bit of each one of those put together, or some of them, and you have a kibetza, then that is mekabel tuma as tumat ochlin. Avalo tumat nevelot. For tumat nevelot, it has to be a kazait of basar. Kayotsebo, just meaning another place where I have a distinction between tumat ochlin and other tumot. Hashochet behema tmeya legoy. So let's say a non-Jew comes up to you with a pig and asks you to slaughter it. Umefarcheset, and now it's starting to convulse as it's dying. You already slaughtered it. Metamat tumat ochlin. It already has a din of tumat ochlin because a Jew slaughtered it, and slaughtering is a meaningful act for a Jew. Avalot tumat nevelot ad shtamoto ad shtizet rosha. Until it actually dies or you cut off its head, it doesn't have tumat nevelot. Ribal tamei tumat ochlin, rashi ribal tamei tumat nevelot. So you see that there is more tumat ochlin, or it's more likely, or more easily caught or happening than tumat nevelot. Ha'alal hamechunas. If you have this alal, which seems to be meat that's on the skin, and we're going to have a long discussion about this. If there's kazait in one place, then you are chayav as nevela. Chayav meaning if you touched it, then went into the mikdash, you'd be chayav karet. Now, we're going to have a very much of a side sugya that's going to bring our Mishnah in at a later point as part of its discussion. Tanim elahadatan rabbanan, shomrim lituma kala, velo shomrim lituma chamura. A shomer means something that protects food, like a peel. A peel is considered food for tumah kala, meaning it's part of the food and it counts towards the food for light tumah, which is tumah tochlim, but not for tumah chamura, meaning tumah that's really generated by the food itself. Shomer tumah kala, minayin, how do we know that the shomer counts? Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, I'll call zera zera zerua asher yizarea. If water falls on seeds, then those seeds are now mushar lekabel tumah. And actually, v'chiponim v'latam alav akol zera zerua. If a nevela of one of these shvatzim falls on zera zerua, it becomes tamei. Meaning, kederach b'nei adam motzi in lizriah. Why does the Torah term seeds that way? Just the same way that you plant chita b'klipata, sora b'klipata, v'rashim b'klipata, everything in its husk. So that's how we know that shomrim are not in the way, and they're actually part of and count towards the size of the seed or the food towards receiving tumah. V'lo shomrim l'tumah chamura menalan, but it does not count for tumah chamura like nevela. How do we know that? The Tana Rabbanan bin nivlata. When something dies, it's mitame bin nivlata. V'lo bo'or shenalav kazayit basar. However, if it has skin, which does not have a kazayit of meat on it, then it's not metameh. Yachol hanogea keneged basar meacharav lo yetameh. I might think that if you touch the skin where there's meat right in back of it, you're not tameh, tamad lomar yitma. My kamar, what's that? How do we make sense of that drasha? Marava amila kadi. Chasor meachsor vachitani. There's something missing in the bright up. Benivlata v'lobo orshein alav kazait basar for marshtumol kazait. What it means is benivlata excludes a case where the skin does not have a kazait basar, and the skin itself makes up the kazait. יכול שאני מוציא אף אור שיש עליו כזה בשר, אני רוגע בשר, מגיני גד בשר מאחוריו, יכול להתאמי. I might think that's even true if you have a full kazai, it puts it on the other side and you touch the skin. Filu ma'asei yad nami lo avid, it's not even a yad latuma, we'll talk about that in a minute. Tamud omar yitma, therefore it says yitma. Now, that's piece one. Tanan hatan, this is a mishnah in Oktzin. Kol shu yad velo shomer. A yad is something which sort of gives you access to the food, but doesn't protect the food. Tamei umetamei ve'eno mitzaref. It is tamei, meaning that if you touch it, now the food becomes tamei, if you've got tumah. Or it's mitamei, if the food is tamei and you touch it, now you become tamei. But it doesn't count towards the shear of the food. Shomer afapi she'eno yad. If you have a shomer, tamei umetamei umetaref. It does count. Now, lo yad velo shomer, if you have something that's ancillary to the food, lo tameh velo metameh, it's certainly not mitztaref. Okay, so we talk about yad and shomer. Yadot ech aktivi, where do we see yadot? Dichti v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafam nivlatam alav, tameh hu lachem. What is lachem meaning? L'chol shebetzorchechem. Anything you need of that food, including rabot et hayadot, the part that you have to hold on to grab the food. Like, let's say, a meat that's at the end of a bone. You have to grab the bone. If an animal, which is something you may eat, but it dies and it falls on it, and that now talks about something as generating tuma. So I have yad lachnis, the first pasuk, is yad as an extension of receptacle, receiving tuma, and lahotzi from the second pasuk, that it can generate tuma. That's yad. Shomer lachnis lotzi lotzorech kra. I don't need a pasuk for shomer because kal vachomer. Miyana tiyuma yad shena megina yad doesn't protect the food. Machnes lemotziah still it radiates tuma out and can receive it in. Shomer lo kol shekein. So shomer lachatav rachman alamali. So why did the Torah mention shomer about the zera, the seed? Shmamin latzorif. It must be there to say it counts as part of the food towards the shear. Okay, that's what I got. Now, ve'ema, yad lachnis falolotzi. Maybe I only have yad as a receptacle of tuma. Shomer lachnis falolotzi, and shomer, I'll bump up one level and say, not only can it receive tuma, but can radiate out. I'll yad lotzi, but maybe I don't have a yad lotzi. Shomer letzaref lo, and therefore I do not have shomer bumped up one extra level, then it must be there letzaref. The answer is yad lachnis falolotzi lo matziram. I can't suggest that I only have yad lachnis. Hashta yuli ma'ila afukim baya. If it can receive tuma, certainly it can generate it out. So flip it. Ve'me yad lotzi v'lo lachnis. Maybe yad is only there lotzi. So therefore, shomer lotzi u'lachnis. Well, yad lachnis shomer letzaref lo. Again, what I'm trying to do is point out that I don't have letzaref explicitly anywhere. That it should count towards the shear of the food. And therefore, what I'm going to suggest is that maybe I do not have an extra phrase for shomer, and the shomer only is lachnis and lahotzi, and yad only has one of them, and I don't have an etzeruf at all. The answer is yad yeterektiv. I have yad written an extra time. Tanur v'chirai mutatz, tveim heim lachem. When the nevelah falls, the sheretz falls into a tanur, then it has to be destroyed. Tamehu lachem. What is lachem? Lachol shebetzorchechem. Anything you need is part of it. L'rabot t'tayadot, meaning the handle you have to hold on to. Now, hey minayu miyater. Which one is the extra one here? So I have Zraim, I have Nevela, and I have Tanur. Liyat Rahman of Zraim, relate to Anach minayu. Do I think I could learn them all from Zraim? So my Zraim, she came to Matan Merubah. Zraim get lots of tuma. Liyotav Rachman of a Tanur, Veleitu Anachmine, maybe Tanur would be the model. Matur Shkain Natame Aviro. Tanur, as you remember, Kli Cheres, has Tuma for its airspace. So therefore, that's got a Chumra. So Rachman of a Nevela, so maybe Nevela, Veleitu Anachmina, Malan Rashkin Matama Adam. A Nevela will be Matame, a person who touches it, unlike the others. Tambasa also becomes Tame, you become Tame when you pick it up, even if you don't touch it. Vitum'a Yotseit Migufa. It is tuma that is sourced in the animal itself, as opposed to these other things which get tuma from somewhere else. So the answer is chad mechad loyato. Fine, I understand that no one of these is going to give me all three. Not zraim, not tanur, not nevela. Tete chad mitarte. So let's try the next attempt, which is maybe two of them will give me the third, and then the third will be extra. So, hey, Teti, which one do you want to be, the outside one that's inferred? If I don't have Zra'im, after all, Tanur and Nevela are metame or become tame without needing a hechsher of water falling on it. Zra'im need hechsher, and therefore I can't learn them from there, from the other two. He knocks it down and says that food that hasn't had water in it is like a tanur that hasn't yet been finished. So finishing the tanur is like watering the fruit. Okay. This is the challenge. After all, a nevela can be metame when you pick it up, and a tanur you can be metame by sticking your hand in the airspace. But fruit you have to touch. So that Zra'im I could not have learned from there. Maybe Tanur will be my odd man out, the one left out, and I can infer. After all, Zra'im and Nevela are food. So maybe Nevela will be the one I learned from it. So the answer is, you're right, that is extra. So Yad the Nevela Lamalit. So why did the Torah say Lachem about the Nevela, extending it to a Yad? It must be there not for Yad of Nevela, because that's not needed, but rather Yad in general. So now I have Yad Lachnis and Yad Lahotzi, and Shomer, of course, is called Vachomer Lahotzi Lachnis, and the extra Shomer is Letzaref. Okay. Vakati Yad Nevelah Yitzarech. But that's not true. I took a step there that wasn't accurate, because I do need Yad Nevelah. Why? If I didn't have the extra Yad bin Vela, I would have only learned via Kal V'Chomer as far as the Kal goes. I would say, look, I learned Yad bin Vela from Zra'im and Tanur. That's what I agreed I could learn it from there, but Zra'im and Tanur are not Matame a person. So Yad bin Vela won't be a Matame a person, and I wanted to. I need that one. But I don't need Shomer of Nevela. So why did the Torah mention Shomer in the context of Nevela, meaning via extension of Yad? So it's true, if we just said that a Shomer is not Mitzarif to Nevela, that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Nevela, I have to have full Kazayit Pasar. So it must be there, Lotzi. It must be there for Yad Dinavela. I don't need that because I got that from everywhere else. It must be there for Yad Da'alma. And Yad Lotzi Yad Achris for Shomer Letzaref. So I went in a very roundabout fashion to get back to where I started, and I ended with Shomer Letzaref. But maybe not. If it's not there for Shomer of Nevela, maybe it's there for just the regular Shomer of everything else. Because Shomer of Nevela, I'm not allowing the Mitzaref. Shomer Lachnis, Shomer Letzaref. But Yad Lachnis, lo. Maybe I don't have Yad Lachnis. Ela Mikari Ketiva Yad Achnas Aktiva. The answer is that Yad is written about the Zera. And that's about it getting Tameh. Ela Shomer de Nevela Mali. What do I need Shomer of Nevela? The answer is Lugufei. Ulamai, what do I need it for? Elit starufi amartelo mitzaref. You said Shomer Vela doesn't mitzaref. And Vela has to be full kazai pasar. Elachnis lotzi kalvachom yaratya. I already got lachnis lotzi as an extension, as a kalvachomer from Yad. So the answer is, miltadat be kalvachomer to archat of lakra. Really, it's there to tell me latzi lachnis. And even though I could have gotten it by kalvachomer, the Torah wrote it anyways. So Yachi Shomer Da'alma Leim Alach Lachnis Ati Bekavachomer Tarchat V'Lakra. Why didn't I just say the same thing a while ago about a Shomer in general? That even though I got it for Kavachomer, the Torah wrote it. The answer is Hechadikah D'Midrash Tarshinan. Tarchat V'Lakra is the last resort. If I have another way to explain it, I will. Okay. Now Rav Chaviva Marshani Shomer D'Nevela Kevin D'Maase Yad Ka'avid. A Shomer of a Nevela is really acting like a Yad. It's something to hold on to, grab it with. So Ayad Shadinanle, therefore we apply it to Yad, and that's how it builds up our whole argument. Okay, all of that is very nice, but Matkif Laviyud of Arishmael. Hadinan, we have a Mishnah in Uktsin, Pitma Shal Rimon, the Pitma, which is the flower around the bud, mitzarefet, counts towards the shear of the rimon for tumat ochlin. Vanet shelo, the bud in the middle, in mitzaref. Ve'amai. Kari kano kol zerazeru. Why doesn't the nates count? After all, that's the way you plant it. Sorry. Why does the pitma count? We said al kol zerazeru is the way you plant it. Veleika, you don't plant it like that. V'tu hadit nan ha'or varot v'akipah. What about our mishnah? This is how it comes in. So the tamei tumat ochlin menalan. How do I know that all those things count towards tumat ochlin in our mishnah? El atlata kraiktivi. The answer is we have three words in the same pasuk. I'll call zera zerua asher yizareah. Cha the shomer disraim. Cha the shomer di ilanot. Idach the shomer basar ubeitzim vidagim. One is for seeds, husks around seeds. One is for fruit from trees. And one is for eggs and meat, etc., which is, of course, our mishnah, all the parts of the animal. Okay, so that's the end of that particular piece, which ended up invoking our mishnah as part of the challenge, and they ended up saying we got it all from Zera, Zeru, Asher, Yizareah, gave us three shomrim. So Rav says that Yad works for extending Tumah and receiving Tumah, but not for Echsher. Meaning, if you have waterfalls on the Yad, that doesn't make the thing Mukhshar the Tumah. Yochamar, Yeshal the Tumah ul Echsher. It works for both. Maika Mipalgi, what's the machloket? Baite Masvari, Baite Makra. Could be either way. Baite Makra, what's the Pasuk? Sorry, Kran Dosta Fanav, Lolife Fanav. Rav will say that the Pasuk can only jump back one and not two Psukim. And therefore, if you take a look as it's laid out on the page, that it can only go back from the pasuk that gives us yad back to tumah, but not back to hechsher. And marsavar mikradin rastafanav leifanav. It can go all the way back, and therefore it can all be included. He baitem esvara marsavar hechsher tchilat tumahu, marsavar hechsher lav tchilat tumahu. That Rav Yochanan says that Hechsher is the beginning of Tumah. Therefore, if it's Yad LaTumah, it's Yad LaHechsher. Rav says, no, Hechsher is something else. It just means the food is wet. Tumah is a separate piece. All right, Tanei Kavetei Rav Yochanan, Kishem Sheish Yad LaTumah, Kach Yish Yad LaHechsher, Kishem Sheim Mekavlin Tumah, Elach Sheitalshu, Kach In Mekavlin Hechsher, Ela Ad Sheitalshu. We have a bright that's supporting Rabbi Yochanan, that just like there's Yad LaTumah and Shad LaHechsher, and just like you can't be Mekabel Tumah until they're out of the ground, similar, the food is out of the ground, similarly, they can't be Mukhshar until, of course, they are out of the ground. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll pick it up with our second podcast in this, the ninth parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.